Not even 15 yards.
No. 10 yards. Of,
7 deer.
7 deer. 7 deer sitting right out here in front of us on the top of Mount Nebo in beautiful Arkansas, and it is beautiful today.
Give an echo.
It still gets hot up here, but once that sun sets and the wind starts blowing, we are outside broadcasting today. Where's that feedback coming from?
There's something punched down on the board back at the station.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know what it is.
Baby's going to have to start punching some buttons just to figure that one out.
Mix minus needs to get turned off.
Tommy, I don't know about you. You've been doing this for a long time. Have you ever had a morning show where you look at the...
Nope.
You touch deer and see the view that
you
we have?
You can see the Lake Darnell. You can see the power plant. You can see the interstate. You can see Petaling. You can see forever. They said yesterday afternoon on a clear day, you can see 100 miles. And the hang glider didn't go to Missouri. He went to Oklahoma. Hang glided all the way to Oklahoma and quit there because his wife was tired of following him in the car. Said, you're going to have to come on down now. And I can't imagine flying that far. That baffles me.
We also had a front row view to the fire in Ola.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had about one end of the mountain. People gathered last night like a fireworks display to find the fire, and it was blowing and going. Some of the reports were exaggerated. I think they burned down a trailer and
Was that the final deal?
Burned down a trailer and a couple of buildings. Nobody got hurt.
Good.
Oh, here the deal is.
So Mark Pustachina. Pustachina, he's the one that flew to Haywood, Oklahoma, went to McAllister, Oklahoma, 105.2 miles, and then 143, and then 154 miles.
I don't know how you get into that thing. First of all, it's like Basil yesterday, how do you start off? And I guess you start off on little hills and build your way up. And to go 105 miles, it is amazing the deer that are up here within just feet of us.
Look at one kicking at one. That's a bad mama.
It's bullying.
Bullying. It is.
You know, that guy that went to Oklahoma, that's a heck of a walk back.
He had his wife follow him in the car.
I wonder how long it would take to fly to Oklahoma on one of those hang gliders. All I know is this is the wind last night on top of this Mount Nebo mountain.
30?
Was, yeah, I'd say 30, 35. It was unbelievable.
Watch the sunset, and it was an amazing sunset. You could actually watch the sunset just slowly but surely. And only a place I've ever seen anything like that was on the Gulf. And there they have people gather down there to watch the sunset, and there was a ton of them.
Are those pictures on the – did you ever get the chance to get those pictures on the website?
We don't have internet.
Okay, so we'll have those on there tomorrow.
I've been posting a couple as we go, but not –
on Facebook.
Yeah, just nothing all at the same time.
Yeah, David was chasing him down being the deer whisperer last night. We had a great catfish dinner last night.
Thank you to the Tacketts.
Yeah.
The Tacketts loaded us up. Loaded us up.
Tim and Carol?
Yeah, Tim and Carol. Mike? Tim and Carol
Mike
Tackett? Yeah.
Okay.
He's like me this morning.
Well, you know, this is the last stop on the... what do we call it?
The Arkansas State Natural Parks Tour.
The Natural State Tour. And I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a more beautiful view than last night. I don't think I've ever seen anything. It's to me the most beautiful spot I've ever seen.
You barely see the sun sticking itself up over the mountains over there. And here it comes. It'll be another hot day in Little Rock. I'll let you all know that. They said 104 today. They're getting their record charts out. I was able to see that last night. Anything that was on TV last night, I was able to see. So... when I finally got it figured out about 3 o'clock, I was watching some good TV.
Now, who did the instruction come by to change this thing? Was that Big Baby that said that?
No, I told him, and then he said it's not an audition, so he's calling Gary.
Okay.
See what the echo is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there.
Do you want to thank the guys here?
Mike
and Scott,
great,
and Jeremiah,
great, great, great,
the,
great.
The staff here. They look at that boy too. I've never seen deer get after each other like that.
They are right.
I mean, we could almost touch them. I mean, we were within 10, 15 feet.
You want me to get down there and see if I can get among them?
Get them to say something.
I mean, get stick Mike.
See, look at that sun. You can see it coming up.
Yeah.
When it's on the horizon like that, you can actually see the movement in the sun. It just and as RJ pointed out last night, it's not the sun that's moving; it's us.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, there is the sun. Wow.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I was thinking of all the spots we've gone to. You think of the beauty of that golf course at Village Creek, which was as beautiful as there is anywhere. You look at this, the water there at DeGray.
Yeah, I think as I was trying to sleep last night, I thought that, of course, Magic Springs is what Magic Springs is. It's a bunch of rides.
Yeah, and that was in a beautiful setting. In a beautiful setting.
Oh, yeah. Petagene, if you want to do it all, I guess. They got it all up there. You go down to – no, that would be more DeGray had everything else.
Yeah.
But if you live close to the city, to Little Rock, I guess Petagene's the way to go. But I got to tell you, I ain't seen nothing like this. Look at that sun.
They've done a great job. Oh, look at that sun. They've done a great job of clearing out areas around the top of this Mount Nebo where you have a clear shot to see everywhere. They said at times over the years this place has grown up so high. And we'll get the guys on at some point here this morning and talk about the I mean, this thing goes back to the late 1800s.
Yep.
Roger did a reenactment yesterday on the Cornwell House.
Yep.
We'll have that posted at some point.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Cornwell.
Cornwall, that's right.
I don't know what it is.
Cornwell.
It's real easy to screw that name up.
Well, the interesting thing,
too, I thought
yesterday was the fact about how people, the rich folks in Little Rock, like M.M. Cone,
yep,
and the Worthens, used to take the steamboats down here, and this is what they would call the guys that go summering up, because the breeze is always so nice up here.
Well, it'd be a buggy ride up, I'll tell you that. That drive up was something else. But you can see the interstates and the various highways around here. We saw Crow Mountain.
We could see Crow Mountain. We could see Mount Magazine. We could see, what else did we see?
Petagene.
Spring Mountain, which is where Tusk lives at the foothill of that.
Yep, you can see a long way up here. And it's the second highest by about 1,000 feet. So Magazine must be way up there.
And the accommodations, if you want to take your significant other, it was only 100. I think the three-bedroom was only 185 a night for a three-bedroom.
Yeah.
And some of them
were
only
bath,
and some of them the jacuzzis only have like $115. The small ones on the other side.
You bring your buddy couple up here. You just put that rascal up.
I thought when you first did this, if you bring your buddy,
too.
I didn't know
your buddy couple. God, you never listen. You know, it was Mrs. White that looked up here, and she recalled Deuteronomy 34:1. She said, now Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land.
Wow, Gilead, it's got the echo.
Far as Dan.
Are they hearing the echo back there?
No, and Gary's calling RJ.
Hey,
okay.
When you start reading the Bible verses with that, you feel it like does. You're has to.
You're up here.
Yeah, the sun set yesterday, and the wind was blowing. I said it was biblical. It was just out of this world.
That's what she said. That's what Mrs. White said, so that's why she named it Nebo.
Well, I can imagine, in their minds, imagining this is what Moses, you know.
And the Lord said. I'm sorry if you're listening. We hear an echo. I don't know if you do, but
it's a cool effect.
Yes.
Is that a cop light way down there? See that red light?
Oh, my Lord, you're right. Well, if it is, it's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. That can't be. Unless there are multiple. You guys see that? See the red, the flashing lights down there?
The red lights.
Oh, I see.
What is it? Russell Airport. I see now.
Wow. And they got a little airstrip up across the hill over here, and there ain't no way I'd land on that thing.
I mean, it's remarkable. And really, for those who want to figure sort of how we got here, basically it's like we always go to John Daly's golf course.
Yep. Yeah.
Right here, smack dab in the middle of Darnell, and there's a little sign that says Mount Nebo, and then you go up the
– You zigzag. Hairpins.
Hairpins.
I'd have the hairpins.
There were 25 hairpins going up the hill yesterday.
And there's a 97-year-old woman who lives up there.
Hopefully we'll get her on the show at some point today.
To know that these people – there's private homes up here, private cabins. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's a whole different world.
It is a different
world. Roger and I will be coming back up here to – there used to be a hotel here back in the late 1800s that burned to the ground, and they said there's still some artifacts. So we'll be doing our American Pickers at some point.
We'll be doing that. We'll be picking up pottery.
You're going to pick up pottery, are you?
Pick up pottery pieces, Outlaw.
Well, the neighbors must be feeding the deer now. They're running down. Yep.
But
there they go.
Yeah, they're not very loyal, are they?
The doe are.
They go where the very, food is.
They're very aggressive to the buck while they have the fuzz on their antlers.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that according to Ranger Mike, that when the fuzz comes off those antlers, that's when the guys will get to taking it back.
Well, right now, the women rule the pack.
Right now, they do.
Yeah, they have a little.
And they're safe up here. You can't shoot them.
They travel in a herd.
They are herd.
The other thing is there are several takeoff points for hang gliders, which, to me, that's another remarkable part of this story is how somebody, we were trying to comprehend how you can take off here in Darnell and wind up in Oklahoma.
Windy day.
And you guys, what'd you guys?
Jet stream?
No, yeah, what was that, the term for the winds that come up that take them?
They call it wonder winds.
Wonder winds?
Wonder winds.
Well, Tommy, we were talking last night. We were guessing 30, 35 miles an hour wind. That was not a hurricane or tornado. That's about as strong as wind if I've ever been in that didn't have a storm related to it.
And I was thinking about the people downtown and down and around and down on the flatland, how hot it must be. And when that wind kicked up to about 35 miles an hour, it was comfortable.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Did you see anything on sports last night other than Wilson and Canile at ESPN?
No.
I thought they represented themselves well. Tommy, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I think they've all been well-spoken. Sometimes you get kids on there that may not be the most well-spoken, that may be a little shy. These guys, listen, they've been interviewed so much since, first of all, being great players, and then with all the Petrino thing that
the Cotton Bowl was on last night, so
it was.
Yeah.
Watch some.
What was
that.
On that? KRZ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which Cotton Bowl?
The last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, looking at Bobby Petrino on the sidelines watching
it's
that
bizarre.
Game was 7 months ago, and the world has changed.
You know, I was thinking we got our ratings back yesterday. We want to thank everybody for putting us at the top. And
yep.
Thank you. Now, was that book? Did that involve the Petrino deal?
It was a spring book, so
that's what I'm saying. So it did, didn't it? It was that same time period when all this stuff happened with the Petrino. So, I hope we have a good rating to that because we were the place to go.
Yeah,
as that story unfolded. I mean, we have had in the Tommy, even since Roger's been here, but even you go back to Houston, the drama that we've had.
Yep.
all the way to the Houston calling the show, and then all the stuff he had, the airplanes, and then. I'm going to Nebraska and going to LSU.
Somebody should have wrote a book. Somebody probably would.
Kevin Trainer could write a book. Kevin Trainer was there through all that. And he was there with Nolan, with the Nolan stuff.
He's got the book in his head.
And he was behind the scenes. He could write. I don't know what kind of scoop he has on the stuff that he could probably share.
Plenty of drama. Now look how high that sun's already gotten.
Yeah, buddy.
Tommy, will you announce the today or tomorrow the final three cities for the Redneck Tour?
I'll announce it tomorrow.
Okay.
No, we can do it today when we run out of stuff to talk about. We just sit here and gaze at this stuff.
Big Baby says we've got a few callers on hold.
Well, send them.
We don't, Big Baby, we do not have access to seeing the phone line, so if you'll just keep texting like that, I'll try to keep up with it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keith and Little Rock.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Keith.
God's country.
Yes, you are. Actually, you're in my neck of the woods. I actually live in London from Russellville. I'm a frequent commuter to Little Rock. I travel quite a bit, but I drive this patch, I don't know.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, sorry. I just want to express to you guys how much I appreciate your radio station keeping me company in the mornings.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah, buddy.
And especially the when I hear the Pledge of Allegiance, the Star Spangled Banner, and then the King comes on after that. I love it. It makes my morning commute that much better. I enjoy your topics and what you talk about. So it kind of leads me to the reason of this call. As I was reflecting on listening to the Pledge of Allegiance, and it reminds me of where I'm going tomorrow or tonight and what I'm going to see tomorrow. My son is going to be graduating from AIT, Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And it reminds me of the there's a lot of wrong with this company, but there's a lot of country, and there's a lot right with it as well. And I think that our military needs to be thanked more often, and I just thank God for people that have selfless service, such as my son and the men and women of our military.
They're all volunteers. We salute them.
Absolutely. And as you're up there looking at the beauty of and the majesty of Mount Nebo,
don't expect to see that when you got When you go to Fort Sill, don't expect to see that.
No, I've heard a lot about that, so I'm definitely looking forward to drive to see him and to thank him personally. And I just wanted to give a shout out to your station and shout out to the men and women of our military.
Well, we thank you, and we salute all the troops. They don't get the recognition until something bad happens, and then everybody gathers around and rallies around them. But to all the troops, as we look over the sunrise in the valley, we salute you.
All right. Can I make one quick point as well? Just
yeah,
kind of a caution. I drive quite a bit. One thing that I see that's concerning me in this dry heat and this weather is folks throwing their cigarette butts out on the
Roger.
Highway. Just want to give a quick shout out. I'm a little concerned about the weather and
I don't want to burn this place up.
Yeah,
I appreciate you guys.
Amen.
God bless you guys, and thanks for keeping company in the morning.
God bless you, and thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. The extended forecast every day calls for 100 still.
Yes, yes, I saw it on my phone. Just 100. You know what? My phone has even started going ditto.
And Roger ashes out on the bottom of his boot.
Thank you very much, RJ. Yeah. Hey, listen, we said it last night when the sun's going down, and you say it again when you see it coming up like this. There's a God.
Yeah, that's what we all, at the same time, independently, walked up to each other and said, that just proves to me there's a God, because this stuff just don't happen this way, and it's beautiful.
What is this song here? Do you recognize it?
Eddie Rabbit.
Eddie.
Okay.
Are we at a break?
Yes, we are, Tommy. And then we got Ninja when we come back.
You got it.
Way to go, big baby.
Rocky Mountain music. Mama, can I hear you singing to me?
Buzz. Sports Slam.